Third Girl by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. Hercule Poirot was sitting at the breakfast table. At his right hand was a steaming cup of chocolate. He had always had a sweet tooth. To accompany the chocolate was a brioche. It went agreeably with chocolate. He nodded his approval. This was from the fourth shop he had tried. It was a Danish patisserie, but infinitely superior to the so-called French one nearby. That had been nothing less than a fraud. He was satisfied gastronomically. His stomach was at peace. His mind also was at peace, perhaps somewhat too much so. He had finished his magnum opus, an analysis of great writers of detective fiction. He had dared to speak scathingly of Edgar Allan Poe. He had complained of the lack of method or order in the romantic outpourings of Wilkie Collins, had lauded to the skies two American authors who were practically unknown, and had in various other ways given honour where honour was due and sternly withheld it where he considered it was not. He had seen the volume through the press, had looked upon the results, and, apart from a really incredible number of printer's errors, pronounced that it was good. He had enjoyed this literary achievement, and enjoyed the vast amount of reading he had had to do, had enjoyed snorting with disgust as he flung a book across the floor, though always remembering to rise, pick it up, and dispose of it tidily in the waste paper basket, and had enjoyed appreciatively nodding his head on the rare occasions when such approval was justified. And now? He had had a pleasant interlude of relaxation, very necessary after his intellectual labour, but one could not relax forever. One had to go on to the next thing. Unfortunately, he had no idea what the next thing might be.